and welcome to Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Susitna Valley, created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions. My name is Tony, and I'm your host for this edition of Nuggets. And since this is the debut of this brand new radio show, I'd like to take a moment to explain what Nuggets is all about. First of all, what are Nuggets? Well, when you look up Nugget in the dictionary, one definition you'll find is a small, compact portion or unit, such as a nugget of information. I looked up some synonyms for nugget, and I found chunk, a substantial amount, hunch, an intuitive feeling, and lump, a collection. So, what does any of this have to do with a radio program? Well, Nuggets is a collection of people, all of whom have strong intuitive feelings about what they want to say, each working in his or her own way to bring you a substantial amount of their collective wisdom. Each week will be a different host with a unique interpretation of the program. Some of the nuggets in the works are interviews with local folks, focus on micro-neighborhoods, the Red Hot Ravens, health topics, sustainable living, gardening, Earth Day, some attempts at humor, and, of course, music. So don't go away. I'll be right back with tonight's program. Hi, and welcome to Encounter Spin. Today, we're in the wilds of East Alkeetna, a beautiful, crisp evening, walking over this amazing old rotten snow in the parking lot here. And it's amazing how many different types of vehicle tracks you can find if you really look closely. Lots of course, snowmobile tracks, and crisscrossed with three-wheelers and four-wheelers, and the occasional boot print, paw prints from dog teams, sled runners. I see some skate skiing tracks, and of course, once in a while, maybe a moose track. Not too often, though. But just a beautiful early evening. We've had a string of clear days, but looks like it's clouding up a little bit here on the east side of town as I crunch my way across the frozen shell of snow here. My dog's out ahead, and they're just enjoying themselves, stopping and sniffing and running around grabbing sticks. Up, one dog seems to have found something. She's down. Up, she's up, covered with snow. The going's getting a little rough here. We have a intermittent hard crust that's been left from the alternating melting and thawing of the surface of the snow, cut through with various kinds of vehicle tracks. But I'm managing to negotiate all of it as I head towards the shore of the local branch of the river here. I can see it just out ahead. Pink clouds on the horizon. Some bands of blue and gray. Phenomenon happens here in East Talkeetna after a snowfall. If it's decent enough snow, it usually only lasts in its pristine state about maybe 2 or 3 hours. And then you'll notice all sorts of four-wheeler and snowmobile tracks cutting through just about every square foot of any new snow that falls any time here in East Alkeetna. And I want to try and be a little quieter now. My dogs are out ahead. They seem to have spotted something, and I'm wondering if it might be an elusive local. It depends on the time of the year. If you're here in the summer, East Alkeetna can be quite populated, but at least it seems that way to the untrained eye. However, most of the population is from seasonal transients, but what we're looking for is a genuine local East Talkeetna. There may be one up ahead. I mean, let's see how close we can get here, see what the dogs are up to. I don't want to alarm them. They can be fairly dangerous if you surprise them. We'll take a listen now, see if we hear anything. Most of the river here is frozen over. You might be able to hear that little bit of burbling from the maybe 10-foot stretch of open water. It's only about 6 inches wide, showing through the ice. It looks like my dogs had a false alarm up there. Not really seeing anything here. There are some tracks, but they seem to be at least a few days old. And You're not allowed to bait humans here in East Talkeetna, so I'd consider doing it, except I wouldn't want to break any local laws. Well, so much for finding a local. I wish you could see this river. It's just beautiful, pristine, clear ice covering most of it. You wouldn't know that just a few feet down under that ice and freezing water lie thousands of rotting salmon carcasses, each one with the name of someone's dog on it, as they lie there waiting for spring's thaw so they can warm up and putrefy, which will, of course, signal the beginning of salmon rolling season. Probably the most joyous time of any dog's life. Just ahead, I just came around this bend, about not 30 yards ahead, is a solitary birch tree. If I'm really, really quiet, I think I could probably pass to within 4 or 5 feet of that beautiful tree. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of these trees here in this park land where I'm walking through, each one keeping to itself. They're so tame because they have very few opportunity to encounter any people. This one is magnificent. Magnificent specimen. Oh, I'm just about 4 feet away. I could just reach out and touch it. But I'll back away now. Leave it in peace. Ah, magnificent specimen. I just want to remind you folks that you're listening to Encounter Spin, and we are trekking through an amazing ecosystem, a place called East Talkeetna. To early Norwegian explorers of the 6th century, East Talkeetna was a place to avoid at all costs. The first European settlers to this area eked out their existence by pounding dead salmon carcasses into a kind of pulpy mush, and then forming it into cheap trinkets. However, the first tourist wouldn't be setting foot here for at least another 1,000 years, so it was pretty tough to make a living. But one day, the clouds lifted, and someone looked up and said, "Hey, look at that mountain. Maybe we should climb it." And things were never the same since. Well, as I was preparing for this radio show the other day, I got to thinking, just why do we live here in Talkeetna? Well, speaking for myself, I treasure the solitude and the quiet that comes along with living in a small town in the last frontier. Where else can you sit on your own front porch and watch a moose browsing on your prized peonies, and listen as she delicately munches and crunches on a savory mouthful of willow twigs, or stop and chat with a friend along a gravel road? We've left the edge of the frozen river now, and we're heading up a trail that looks, from its condition, to be used fairly infrequently by locals here in this part of town. But just up ahead, the trail ends abruptly in what appears to be a huge cul-de-sac. And I can see off on the one side as I approach, on the left, some kind of a, what I can only believe could be a, some sort of a ceremonial vessel. It resembles a wrecked pickup truck. And then right next to the wrecked pickup truck, some sort of a wrecked sedan that is filled with bags of garbage. I can only assume that this is some sort of a holy spot or a ceremonial ground. So I'm stopping just short. I don't really want to violate any kind of local customs. So I'll just be content to observe from here. And judging from the amount of dog droppings in the immediate area, I would say that it is a fairly important and sacred area. So I think, folks, at this point, I'm just going to make my way back out and head back down this trail. You know, it's always important not to violate local customs when you're in an area that you're not familiar with. So I figured in this case, it's best to err on the side of conservatism and just head on down the trail. And my dogs are just enjoying this thoroughly. In case you've just tuned in, this is Encounter Spin. And we're trekking through some of the lesser known parts of East Talkeetna.
Oh, I think we had it. I think we got just what we were looking for. Just about 1,000 feet ahead of me, I see what I believe to be a local. Let's see if we can't get up really close to this one. Gotta keep our voices down. It's heading right towards us.
How's Julia doing?
Good.
And you guys already have dinner here tonight? Big pot of vegetables.
Really?
Want to half the pot? I mean, monster pot. I'm going to bring you over a pot. It's got healing pot.
Ah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, was a classic encounter with a local. I just couldn't get any more textbook than that. It was definitely worth the wait. I stopped to chat on a gravel road, and she offers to bring over a big pot of soup. Classic example. Yeah. well, folks. That brings us to the end of our very first Nuggets for this Tuesday, March 6th. Hope you enjoyed the program. And I have a little bit of scheduling information for you for the near future of Nuggets. Coming up next week, March 13th, on the schedule is Carol Lincoln. She'll be coming in and hosting a program where she'll be interviewing trapper Tim Beakley on trapping in the Susitna Valley. And then the week after that, March 20th, Holly Stinson will be in, and she'll be focusing on micro neighborhoods. And her focus on the 20th will be Mile 7, Question Lake, and the Birch Creek area. Thanks for listening. My thanks go out to Loudon Wilson for his production wisdom, and special thanks to my wife Julia for putting up with my antics through all this. And coming right up after this, at 7 o'clock will be City Arts and Lectures. Stay tuned for that. And remember, from comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. Good evening.